This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump's pick to the U.S. Supreme Court says that she is mindful that she would be taking the seat vacated by the death of liberal Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Speaking moments after President Donald Trump nominated her to the High Court Saturday, Amy Coney Barrett paid homage to the late justice. Barrett is a polar opposite of Ginsburg when it comes to judicial philosophy. Barrett hailed conservatives, a former Justice Antonin Scalia, and as her mentor, but she also called Ginsburg a justice of enormous talent and consequences, and praised Ginsburg as a trailblazer for women's rights, saying Ginsburg not only broke the glass ceilings, she smashed them. In a speech to the UN General Assembly, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said that the coronavirus pandemic has created divisions between nations. Johnson's pre-recorded speech highlighted how nations had lost sight of the fact that they were all fighting the same battle. Johnson, who contracted COVID-19 himself in the spring, spent 3 nights in intensive care, also called for countries to share data to create a global early warning system for disease outbreaks. On the same day that Thompson's speech was paid out, and the UN protesters clashed with police during a rally in London's Trafalgar Square amid rising tension. This was 7 minutes on everyday life as the government tries to stem a sharp rise in infections.